Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
It is Monday. Hello, Monday. How's everybody doing?
Hey, what's going on?
It's the last Monday in June 2020.
Hard to believe.
I mean, it's just flying by. Prince George's County, you are headed into phase two of reopening today. This is the gyms, fitness center, shopping malls. The malls. Why did I say it like that?
What's up, New York?
Shopping malls. They all open up, but they cannot exceed 50% capacity, including MGM Casino, which opened at 6 in the morning. Personal safety measures are in place for
customers. In the morning, casino open up.
That was good. As we see the protest and the change stemming from the killing of unarmed black men and women, a shocking surprise. I mean, this thing floored me. I could not believe it. Coming out of Mississippi today. I don't know if you heard about it, but the lawmakers, they voted to remove the Confederate battle emblem, which is in the state flag. So it's like embedded in the state flag. The governor has said he will sign this bill. They'll vote on a new design in November. I'm talking about it's done. They'll vote on a new design. The only thing they have to do is include the words, "In God We Trust."
Wow.
So some are saying that this was actually spurred on by, I was talking to Wisdom Martin, who is from Mississippi, my co-worker at Fox 5. And he was like, you know, what happened was the athletes, some of these colleges were like, I'm not playing under that flag anymore.
Interesting.
And they were like, okay, go get the money.
What? Well, we might check in with Troy. I'll call Troy Johnson. He's a reporter in Mississippi now.
Oh, okay.
I get him on today. Maybe.
All right, to see, because I would love to know what folks think down there. Mm-hmm. Say folks about 70 years old.
Yes.
And older.
And he's a Yankee, so he can tell us. He's a Yankee.
And let's end with this. A popular restaurant in Clinton, Maryland has come under fire for allegedly telling a customer wearing an I Can't Breathe t-shirt that you also can't come in this restaurant with that shirt on. So this happened at the fish market in Clinton, Maryland. It resulted in protest, and the owners posted an apology to Facebook, but at first his wife said, well, he doesn't even know what that means.
Wow.
So he don't even know what that means. And then she said that, well, he has mental health issues and he'd been drinking when he said it. So it was like, what's happening now?
But people still go.
Well, so I know that the fish market is a staple. It's on Old Branch Avenue, of course. And yeah, people go there. Everybody knows who you are when you walk in the door, I would imagine. So,
The theme song says it all. Where people call you out your name.
This is incredible. The fish market. So my question to you is, though, you've got that restaurant you go to. You're familiar with it, but you're like, yeah, but the owners could be a little racist. As a black person, do you still go?
Apparently, people are still going because
of
the fish market.
Well, let's see. I don't know. I mean, they, you know, were protesting yesterday. So okay. Call us. What do you think about this? Will it stop people from going? 202-432-WHUR.